And one of his purports says, why we should not hurt the bodies of others? Like, you know, we have heard that killing of the animals in slaughterhouses. Prabhupada talks many times in his purports. But in one purport, he says something very interesting. He says, you cannot hurt the bodies of other living beings because the bodies are the are actually the temple of God, he says. Because every body of every living entity also becomes a residence for the super soul, who is residing by the side of the soul in each body. And if body is the temple of God, it is certainly a very holy place. It has to be kept clean. All the auspicious items should be kept in it. Just like, for example, in a temple, people clean up the place, they lit up agarbatti, and they lit up the camphor, and they bring flowers and keep all the auspicious elements in it. Similarly, so this understanding of body to be a temple of God will help a sadhaka develop a desire to keep it clean externally and internally. Because no temple is supposed to be a filthy place. But the most auspicious ingredient we can keep it in this place is the holy name. As this famous verse says, Maduram madurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi Hare Namaiva Kevalam. So, Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi means the most supreme purifier. Mangalam Mangale Bhyopi means amongst all the auspicious things, the holy name is the most auspicious. And this is told by Yamaraj to his servants also. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalamam Hasam Mahatamapi Kauravya Vidyaikantikanishkritam. He's telling, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jangan Mangalam Mamasam. The whole world can become purified and be transformed into a temple by this recitation of the holy name, he says. The world can be made into a temple, the body can be made into a temple, and any place becomes as auspicious as the temple of God if the holy name is recited. Mahatamapi Kauravya, he says. Even if one has committed great amount of sins, the holy name is powerful enough to eradicate it and purify that place. And one chants the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances.